Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Tuesday, November 18th, and we are at latitude 18 degrees 55 minutes north and longitude 19 degrees 34 minutes west, about 150 miles or so off the coast of Africa, and about 20 miles or so east of our friends on board Pakia, Unai Basurko, the Basque entrant in the Vendée Globe, sailing alongside him about 20 miles away. And the sun has just gone down, it's just gotten dark here, and I was having, after a long day of doing a variety of things, I quite a bit of sail work last night, and fatiguing sail changes this morning, taking down the spinnaker in a lot of wind, and then putting up the small Jennaker, heavy air Jennaker, for a forecast of more wind, which didn't come, so we were a little bit under canvas through the day. But so this evening, sitting down for a nice freeze-dried chicken Polynesian out in the cockpit, and we are just getting south enough, I guess, so that the flying fish have arrived, and suddenly the first one arrived and came onto the deck and flopped around, and he plopped himself back in the water, and then another one came on deck, bigger one, probably 8 inches long, didn't get himself back in the water, had to go up and try to push him back in. They're incredibly slimy and smelly. They are about, well, this one's about 8 inches long, 10 inches long or so, with a wingspan of two fins, on one on each side, about 10 inches or so wingspan, and what they do is they leap out of the water to escape predators, and they can glide on those wings for about 100 yards or 150 yards. It's pretty amazing, and they're going fast. So I was thinking, okay, I do have my glasses on, not the contact lenses at the moment. Perhaps I might have to get the goggles going again to protect my eyes, because if one of these came through the cockpit going at high speed, and just at that moment, against the diminishing light, I saw one flying fish come streaking through the cockpit from one side to the other, underneath the main boom, and went back in the water. And so it was starting to get a little comical. And then another one came streaking in, came into the cockpit. Had to get him up and out, because, again, if they sit there for a while, they'll only last about 10 seconds or so. If you can get them back in, then they'll survive. And, of course, that's the best thing to do. So anyway, I was left in peace then to finish up my nice chicken Polynesian, freeze-dried. And a little bit later, came down below to the chart table to get some new weather forecasts in. I just run the engine to charge the batteries, so it was pretty hot down below. So opened up a little skylight, small hatch to let air in to the top of the cabin. And then I heard another flying fish come on board in the mid-deck area. I thought, that's all I need, is to have one of these things come in, fall through that hatch into the cabin. So I went and closed that up, and it got hot again because the engine's still cooling off. So sitting at the chart table, and still light enough that the inside here is light, even though I've got the headlight going. And I just turned, I was sitting waiting for the computer to go online through the Iridium, and was looking kind of over at the galley area when a flying fish came streaking in the companionway hatch, went right through the galley and up into the engine compartment and crashed. And then you hear him flapping around, trying to get back in the water, and of course he's inside the boat. And so there's a little puddle of water up there where when we open a valve to let water in to cool the engine, we have a little bit of a leak, so we accumulate a little puddle, and he was flopping around in the puddle trying to get some traction and to get out. So I was able to, we have a baler there, a little plastic scoop, was able to get him into the scoop and head first and get him out into the cockpit and throw him back over, I think before he expired. But so anyway, it's a little dangerous out here because of the flying fish streaking around, and probably will, in fact, put the goggles on tonight, because if you ever took one of those in your eye going very fast, it would be pretty bad. So a little bit of Mother Nature going on. They're pretty amazing little critters. Said they can fly for 100, 150 yards. And they'll leap out in packs. Sometimes you might see 20, 30, 40, 50 of them at a time, all going in the same direction. And I'm not exactly sure what happened. I think the boat scares them out of the water. But as well, they must somehow get confused and come back at the boat rather than going away from the boat. That happened, used to happen all the time on the Trimaran as well, Great American 2. So this is, we've just had our initial flying fish barrage. We have survived, and I think that all the flying fish have survived as well. So hopefully it'll calm down through the night. Anyway, Great American 3 off and clear.